Okay, I am Angie Steinbarger. I'm with the Indiana Soybean Alliance. I'm the membership chairman, and I'm from Shelby County, Indiana, which is just south of Indianapolis.
Angie, really a historic day at the State House today when the governor signed the House Enrolled Act 1002. Talk to me a little bit about how it impacts you as a farmer and why this legislation was so important to your grower organizations and your growers around the state.
Well, Megan, thank you for asking. The House Bill 1002 was a priority for us this session. We all needed additional local and bridge funding, and it needed to be a long-term solution, not a short-term fix. So I applaud the General Assembly for their work during the session. How this really impacts me as a farmer is that I need to assure that I have access to local markets, that I have bridges that are strong enough to take semis across. And, you know, if you don't, then you don't have access to those markets. So this is an adequate way to assure that we can get our product to market.
Now that the bill has been signed, what comes next for the work and to get these roads and bridges fixed around the state?
I think that's a very good question. In the back of my mind, the thing I'm going to be working on is that I'm going to be working with our local government officials to make sure that we assess our local roads and to figure out which ones really need, prioritize which ones need worked on first, not only roads, but the local bridges. Some of those are very poorly maintained, and some of them need to be upgraded. And I think that is something that we as a membership can be sure and work with our local officials to make sure we get we put the dollars to good use.
I'm assuming it's never easy to promote increasing tax and user fees, but the ag industry here in the state really seemed to come together. Can you talk to me a little bit about the decision and about the process to get everybody to be supportive of that?
I agree. Nobody wants to pay additional taxes or user fees, but I think agriculture as a whole realized that if we didn't act now to make sure we had a long-term solution to road and bridge funding, that we would find ourselves in a position where it would take so much money to upgrade those roads and maintain them that we wouldn't be timely in those decisions. So I think that we've all decided, you know, even though we need to pay for additional services if we want upgraded additional services, nothing is for free, and we gladly step up and pay those additional fees and taxes to make sure that, you know, we do have access to local markets.